Those in Magnetawan will be able to enjoy a new wharf system and floating docks this spring. The wharf replaces one that was at least 50 years old. Mayor Sam Dunnett said the old wharf was too old and falling apart in sections. "We did numerous repairs on it over the years and replaced boards," Dunnett said. "We finally bit the bullet and looked for a grant to replace everything." The municipality budgeted $375,000 for the project. The Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation covered $275,000 and Magnetawan was to pay the remaining $125,000. However, Dunnett says the project came under budget by about $35,000, which reduced the local and government shares of the project. Dunnett says the main reason the project came well within budget was because the contract was awarded to Amic Lake Marine, which owns a barge. Dunnett says the marine company does a lot of dock-related work and uses its barge extensively. Any other bidder would have had to bring their barge in, and that would have increased the cost of their bid because of the transportation involved, Dunnett said. The completed wharf sits on piers and iron girders to support its weight. While Amic Lake Marine constructed the wharf, the Magnetawan Lions applied to build the floating docks, also known as finger locks, attached to the wharf. The Lions built four floating docks, each 20 feet long and 8 feet wide. Because the project was completed so close to winter, the four docks have been moved to Amic Marine, where they will spend the next several months to avoid damage from the fast-moving water from the Magnetawan River during the winter. Dunnett says because the floating docks are removable, they will be taken to the marina each winter. Dunnett says the four docks the Lions built double what was at the site previously. Next spring, when the docks are placed once again next to the wharf, Dunnett says it's a simple matter for people to dock their boats and walk on the wharf to land or vice versa. Prior to its removal, the wharf and docks were also popular fishing spots. Dunnett says this won't change and he expects more anglers at the site because of the two additional docks. The mayor hopes that people keep in mind to fish at the Magnetawan River only in season. The new wharf system and additional docks also make it easier for the public to watch fireworks set off by the local fire department. The fireworks are released at the Magnetawan locks and people will have a clear view of the light display from their vantage point at the new wharf and docks. Because the project was completed very late in the fall, there was no time to hold an official opening event. However, Dunnett says Parry Sound Muskoka MPP Graydon Smith will be part of the official opening next spring. Dunnett says the new wharf is expected to last 50 to 60 years. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.